Well, speaking of overturning the ban on marriage, now we can all get married. And it's a great thing here in Wisconsin and in most states. And it just so happens, of course, we usually have a call-in on people going to get married at the moment, because Saturday is a good day in June, good time to get married. It goes back to when John was getting married, and he didn't want to talk about it at all. How long have you been married now?
Seems like a long time. 2001, I think it was.
2001? Yeah. Okay. Momentous year, I guess.
Yeah.
So anyhow, and then John wouldn't want to talk about it, so we wanted people to call in who were actually getting married, on their way to get married, just to give them a little encouragement, to open up a little
and if they if they would want to be anonymous, could they do that? They wouldn't have to necessarily like spill the whole beans on who they are?
Oh, no, yeah, sure, whatever they want to do. Anyhow, people who are out getting married right now, or on their way to get married, or have just gotten married, or are coming, or are celebrating after getting married, that's the hotline today. We'd like to hear from you what's going on, and marriages of all sorts, and how do they do that?
They dial 1-800-942-5669, which is also 1-800-HWA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
Okay.
And tell you all about it.
All right. Marriage time. Let's hear what's going on if you're on the way and you're getting to the church on time, or you're in front of City Hall. It's still lined up in front of City Hall, I think, here in Madison, right?
Could be. There was quite a party out there last night.
Yeah. You were down there?
I was. The cops brought cake.
The cops?
It was very great.
Isn't that nice? Okay. 1-800-942-5669. Is that correct?
1-800-942-5669.
All right. If you're out there getting married, on your way to get married, or got it coming up this weekend, let's hear what's going on there. Maybe you're standing up for a wedding or sitting down, no matter what posture you're in. That's the number to call, 1-800-942-5669. Let's go to our marriage hotline. What's going on right now as we speak across the country and around the world? Justin, is Justin there? I see Justin. But I don't see that thing lit up there. He's in Memphis, and he's...
trying to be anonymous.
What? Why? Where's the shame in marriage? Anonymous.
Well, you've been married for a long time, and, you know, think about it.
Okay. Point is well taken. Justin, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. I wasn't too sad. I was just, you know, marriage is a great thing, and sometimes happens later in life, and I was just wondering what was going on this morning, and I just love your show. And
oh, thank you.
Glad to be here.
But you're not getting married.
Not yet, but I was going to watch, I watched Company the other day by Stephen Sondheim, and...
Yeah.
They talk about marriage a lot, so
It's
kind of like getting married.
Are you thinking? You're thinking about it. You're sizing up the opportunity. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm thinking about auditioning for the show.
Oh, okay, for the show.
But anyway, I just wanted to call and say hi and thank you and have a great day.
All right, thanks, Justin. All right, we're off on the right foot here. He's not getting not even considering it. I don't think. Sounds like Mark's in Cleveland. Hey, Mark, you getting married? Going to a marriage? Going to a wedding? What's going on?
No?
No,
going to work, working.
You're going to work? What happened to the marriage thing?
I don't know, I wasn't listening.
This sounds like What Do You Know to me, What Do You Know approach to topics of the day.
Sure.
Okay, all right. Are you married though, Mark?
Yes, I am, happily.
Okay. Yeah, good, excellent. How's that working out? Pretty good then, huh?
You?
Yeah, fine. I'm married.
Good.
Let's just put it that way. Okay, nice talking to you anyhow.
Yes, sir.
All right. However, Nate, who's in Morgantown, West Virginia, are you rushing off to be married right now, Nate?
We are on the way to a wedding. Not our wedding, though.
Oh, okay, even better. And where's the wedding at, Nate?
It is in Somersville, West Virginia, down south.
Yeah. Is it a big affair? Is it outdoors, indoors? Is it?
It is outdoors.
Yeah.
Be a good time.
Yeah. And who are these people to you?
They are our neighbors.
Oh, your neighbors?
Yeah.
If they're neighbors, why are they in a different city entirely?
Well, that's a good question, but I'm guessing their family is from those parts.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds good. How long drive you got there, Nate?
2.5 hours, and we just left now.
Oh,
turned
okay.
on the radio and heard you asking about people heading to wedding.
Okay, are you standing up for it, or either one of you, or
are we what?
Standing up, you know, part of the ceremony?
Oh, no, no.
Okay, you're sitting down. All right.
Yep.
Thanks, Nate. This has got turned us in the right direction here. Now we're looking at marriages all over, wherever they're happening. Thanks very much. And we got Matthew on the line here from Bridgeport, West Virginia. Hey, Matthew.
Hey, Michael. How are you doing?
Are you running off to be hitched?
No, no, not today. No. I'm my girlfriend's sister is getting married, and they've dragged me into it.
Okay. In what respect?
Well, just carrying things, setting things up. You know, I'm not actually in the wedding. I'm just a pack mule.
Oh, okay. Are you doing the PA and all that? Are you playing an instrument or something? Or
no, no. They wanted me to DJ, but I told them I wasn't qualified to do that.
Okay. All right. So it sounds like a fun time?
Yeah, I guess you'd say that.
Okay. Well, that's sort of getting towards the enthusiasm we were hoping to get for this. Thanks, Matthew.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Okay. He's the pack horse for a wedding. That's close. Let's go to John Smith we have here in Lawrence, Kansas. Hey, hi, John Smith.
Hi, Michael. My name is John Swift.
Oh.
Like the meat company from Chicago. Swift, oh. S-W-I-F-T. But okay. Yeah, it's a common mistake, so at least we know you're fallible. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
Just like me.
No, Lyle is fallible. It says here John Smith. That's okay.
Can't get good help these days, right?
Anyhow.
But they did answer the phone immediately with a real live person, which was amazing to me.
Yes. Well, it's Lyle.
And I really like your show, man. Every morning at 10 a.m., I've got to hear it.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very kind of you. Now, this wedding thing, are you in on the wedding concept? Are you part of a wedding today?
Well, I got married pretty late in life. I'm in my mid-50s, and I got married last year in March. And my wife's at work, and I am caring for our new little baby boy. His name is Emerson. He's 3.5 months old.
Fantastic.
And he is being quiet and happy right now, which is great because it's a real honor to talk with you, Michael. serious. I'm not buttering you up. I get such a kick out of listening to you every Saturday. I'm actually on the radio talking to you. That's cool as heck.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Well, and everything that's happened to you is extremely cool. I mean, at 50, right? And then now you're a dad, and it's really an amazing year, huh?
I'll be 72 when Emerson graduates from high school, and I'm already ready for the comments. Oh, isn't it so sweet? Emerson's grandfather came to watch him graduate.
Yeah, I wouldn't think about it too much. Hopefully by then you'll have no memory anyhow. So.
Just like my mom.
There's always an upside to these things, you know.
But something remarkable, and you might find this interesting, was that on Father's Day last year, Nancy presented me with a little pregnancy tester thing all wrapped up saying, Happy Father's Day, Daddy. It's positive. And so I found out on Father's Day that I was going to be a dad, and that's pretty neat.
I love getting those pregnancy testers for a gift.
Well,
it depends on the situation, really. But
I totally didn't expect it.
I was
happy being a stepfather. Yeah. I would say, Happy Stepfather's Day, John. Well, guess what? It was happy. And so that was quite a big deal. So I'm like, is it mine?
Well, that's what you don't want to say, John.
Well, actually, I did say it, and it was funny because I'm...
Although you could re-gift it. It's always possible to re-gift something like that.
Re-gift it. Well, I think I'm going to keep this one. He came out perfectly well, and everything is fine. No concerns whatsoever. He's growing. Apparently, Mom is putting Miracle Grow in his formula at the speed at which he's growing, but his hair hasn't turned green, so I'm really happy.
He's got to grow quick. He's got an old dad, you know.
You've got to keep up, right?
Yeah, got to be a teenager within a few years.
Yeah.
Thanks, John. It's really nice to speak with you. Thanks for calling.
Hey, likewise. Thank you, Michael. Right. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye. Best to all. All right, and then Kevin is, where are you, on the way to Erie, Pennsylvania for a wedding, Kevin?
Yeah, I am. I'm on my way right now.
Yeah. Where are you that's not Erie? Outside of Erie, or are you?
I have no idea, to be honest.
Do you have a GPS or something?
I'm on 79.
You're on 79?
I'm on 79, headed north, trying not to hit Amish people.
Okay. Good thing. They're the ones
they're
with the horses. They have horses in front.
Yeah, the ones with the horses. They're
it's not hard to see.
Really mean drivers.
They're what?
They're really mean drivers.
They're mean with the way they do. Cut you off with a buggy?
Yeah, they cut you off. Flip, you're the bird.
Anyway, what is in Erie, Pennsylvania? Are you going to a wedding now? Is it your wedding or someone's wedding or no wedding at all?
I feel bad. I don't think you've gotten any people actually in a wedding. On my way to the cousin's wedding, so keeping up that steam.
Okay, that's the closest we got so far.
Yeah.
Are you close with your cousin?
Yeah, cousin's a good girl. Don't know the guy yet, though, so I'm a little worried. Because I know Mary's really cute, she's attractive, she's smart. I don't know if she's a good judge of character, though. So.
Okay, I wouldn't mention that when you get there, though. You know, keep that one to yourself. The judge of character.
I'm gonna ask around, see what the scouting report is.
Okay, good. That'll give you something to do. All right. Well, Kevin, very nice to hear from you. I hope you get there.
Yeah, nice chat.
Just stay on 79 until you hit it. You'll be fine.
All right, sounds good.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Let's see. We're going to get someone, at least from a wedding party, is what I'm hoping for. Like Marie is in Fairfield Bay, Arkansas. Is that right, Marie?
That's correct.
And are you headed out now to a wedding, or are you at a wedding?
I'm getting married at 6:30 tonight.
You are?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Marie. And a big wedding, small wedding, or?
It's a medium wedding.
Yeah.
We didn't expect a big wedding because this is our second time around. We're both widowers.
Uh-huh.
And I wouldn't say we were old. I would say we're really old. But we found each other, and it made us very happy. And he was writing poetry to me immediately after I met him. Uh-huh. And he made me fall in love with him. And so
the poetry did it, really?
The poetry did it. He's wonderful at writing poetry. And he is 70. And I guess I used to say that I was a coyote, because I'm 2 years younger than he is, older than he is. But I'm still frisky, so we decided to
A frisky coyote is good,
yes.
I would think.
Coyote, or is it a Calhoun? I forget what those things are.
It's a cougar.
Whatever.
It's a what?
But he's a wonderful man.
A cougar, that's right, a cougar.
That's a cougar. See, I knew it was some kind of animal.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Coyotes are nice, though, too.
Yeah, they are, and we have them around here. They steal the chickens and do all kinds of great things. But
yeah. And so
it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, and so it's a lot of friends and family. A big ceremony, or what's the ceremony?
Well, like I said, it's a medium one.
The medium,
The children are coming, and we invited a few friends, and we ended up with 100 people. But it's wonderful. You know, people are there for you when things are bad, and when you're going to have a wonderful get together. You should never make it small. You should enjoy it.
Yeah.
And so we had lots of people.
That's great. Can we send them some stuff too?
Sure. I think we should send them everything.
Yeah. You know, we're going to send you.
Oh.
It won't get there in time.
Oh.
It won't get there
so
by 6:30. I know that. But we got some wine we can send you.
We have wine, coffee, books, games.
Yeah.
Oh my God! You guys are wonderful.
No, we're not. No, we're not. But if
you
know what, if you can. If you could hold everyone there for about 10 days,
okay,
it should arrive. You know, parcel post takes a while. But
hey, around here, we're all old. Give them a little wine, they'll never leave.
Sounds good. And now, so can we put her on, Lyle, can you put her on hold? Because if I try to do it, I'm probably going to screw it up. Can you do it from back there? To make
Thank
sure
you.
We can send that out? Yes? Is that a yes?
I don't think he's listening to you.
Yes. Okay. How do I do it then? I just press hold?
Yes.
Press hold?
Thumbs
got it?
Up. No.
He's got it?
Oh, Aubrey's giving us the thumbs up.
Thumbs up means what to
Two
you,
thumbs
Aubrey?
Up.
I have no idea. He's always doing that.
Shaking
for some
the
reason.
Thumbs up.
This is a well-oiled machine.
Yeah. I just want to make sure we don't lose her, because then that would be a bummer on a very magic moment.
Aubrey says we're good.
We're good. Okay. All right. Is she gone then? Yes. Bye, Marie. It was nice talking to you.
Have a good wedding.
Yes. Best wishes and everything. We got, and this is probably a mistake, but Todd has been waiting in Beaufort, South Carolina. But, you know, it's probably unrelated entirely, but I hate to just leave him there. all alone. So let's see. Todd, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
How are you, sir?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm good. Is this wedding related, Todd? Are you going to a wedding? Are you getting married?
Yesterday was my anniversary, June 6th, D-Day.
Yeah.
So whenever the History Channel starts showing D-Day stuff, I know I've got a week.
You got married on D-Day?
Well, the anniversary of D-Day.
Yeah, okay. You know, I got married on Veterans Day.
There you go.
And it was intentional, too. I thought it was funny, you know, but it really was not.
I knew it would be a good reminder.
Yes, good reminder. So, are you taking your vows again? Is that what you're doing?
No, we're only, this is 17, I think maybe 25 or so.
Yeah.
I tried to talk her the first time into going to Vegas and getting married by an Elvis impersonator. She wouldn't go for it.
You kind of sound like Elvis yourself, you know. You're very close to
Elvis.
Yeah. Can you say thank you very much?
I teach school, the voice carries, you know, it helps.
Say thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, you know, always sound like Elvis, I guess. Well, that's just great, Todd. So it's going to be a nice thing. And thanks for calling. We appreciate hearing from you. And the best to you both.
I think we lost him.
Okay, we lost him. That's Todd.
Thank you.
That's our attempt at marriage, ladies and gentlemen, because marriage is always a thing in progress.